softly. The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes.
Antonio Carlos Jobim's 1964 hit Girl from Ipanema was reborn at the opening ceremonies of the Olympics as model Gisele Bündchen strode across the arena. Spotify reports the song spiked to 40,000 streams a day.
That when she passes, each one she passes goes.
So we thought, what about hearing some other great Brazilian music? The first time I heard Milton Nascimento, I think I swooned. Like many of the Brazilian legends, Milton's music spans generations. Brazilians of all ages know the words to songs from him, Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso. Some of the greats were exiled during the country's military dictatorship, 1964 to 1985, and returned to triumphant welcome. So let's hear more of the old and the new with Beto Arcos, host of the podcast The Cosmic Barrio. He's at NPR West. Hi, Beto.
My pleasure to be with you, Robin.
Let's take another second on Milton. I know you want us to hear new voices, but it's hard to explain what a giant he is among the giants in Brazil. Tell us more about him.
Well, he comes from the state of Minas Gerais. He came of age in the 1960s. They used to do these sort of variety shows, TV shows, and competitions for songs. And his presence was very, very strong when he came on those television programs and competitions. And that's where his career really took off in the late 60s and early 70s.
And then he had the song Maria Marita, which became an anthem. Let's listen. It just makes you want to bounce. I mean, in fact, I've heard him say he was influenced by the Beatles. But you want to take us to other Brazilian music essentials.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that Brazil has many musical styles. I think it's important to, as well, to understand that that one of the most important music that perhaps is known to everyone because of Carnival is samba, because samba is the vehicle through which Brazilians express everything, their pains, their happiness, their joys, their difficulties. And there are many different styles of samba. And I want to bring to your attention a singer that was sort of the main singer of the Escola de Samba Mangueira, one of the great samba schools in Brazil. His name is Jamelão. And here is a song called Recordações do Rio Antigo, which means remembrances of old Rio.
Let's listen.
Rio, cidade tradicional.
So we can feel ourselves moving to the one step forward, one step back. We know it's a samba. Beto Arcos, as you said, there's so many, so we want to get to the next. Bossa Nova.
You know, we could have half a dozen names in the mix, but I thought I'd bring some a group of four women singers from Bahia who were sort of noticed by the great Vinicius de Moraes, one of the great lyricists of Bossa Nova. The group is called Quarteto MC, and I want to, you know, share a tune by Vinicius de Moraes called Canto de Ossânia. Ossânia is one of the deities of the religion known as Candomblé, and this is sort of Vinicius de Moraes taking that idea and bringing it to this incredibly high level.
O homem que de sol não é, porque quem é mesmo é, não sou. O homem que de estou não tá, porque ninguém tá quando quer.
coitado do homem que cai no canto de ossanha traidor. Coitado do homem que vai atrás de mandinga de amor.
Ah, the blend is wonderful. But we move on to Chico Buarque.
Chico Buarque.
Yeah.
Chico Buarque, in my humble opinion, is the songwriter of Brazil, particularly in this song called O Meu Guri, which means my little kid. It's a story of a kid from the favela, from the poor neighborhood, who turns into, unfortunately, a criminal. Mm. But this is written from the perspective of his mother. It's a most incredible story. Let's listen.
Eu consolo ele, ele me consola. Boto ele no colo pra ele, menina. De repente acordo, olho pro lado. O danado já foi trabalhar. Olha aí, olha aí. Ai, ai, o meu guri, olha aí. Olha aí, é o meu guri.
Oh, by the way, we're going to have a list of all of Beto Arcos' picks for Brazilian music at hearnow.org. But I know you want us to hear Luiz Gonzaga.
Luiz Gonzaga, another tower of songwriting from the northeastern part of Brazil, from the desert-like kind of a climate where many hundreds, thousands, millions of people migrated from the northeast of Brazil to the cities, to Rio, to São Paulo, in search of a better life. And this song called Asa Branca, White Dove, is in a sense their anthem.
Quando eu ia a terra ardendo, qual fogueira de São João, eu perguntei a Deus do céu, ai, por que tamanha judiação?
Well, as we know from watching the opening ceremonies, and as heard, you know, Brazilians absorb every form of music and make it their own, and they have a lot of new voices, new styles. Let's listen to some of the newer, including the youngest daughter of Antonio Carlos Jobim.
That's right. Her name is Maria Luisa Jobim. She is, as you said, the youngest daughter of Jobim, one of the towers of music of Brazil. But what you're going to hear is something completely different. It's not bossa nova. It's not samba. It's something else. And this is the group that she's a part of, Opala. She sings this song that there's no translation for it. I think it's sort of a made-up word. It's called Maracajaisu.
Maracajaisu.
It's beautiful. And with the name Jobim, no pressure there.
That's right.
He's a god in Brazil. We also want to hear a different sound, maybe, than people might expect from Brazil.
That's right. Yeah. For a long time, really, Brazil has always been open to all kinds of music. You mentioned earlier Milton Nascimento, influenced by the Beatles. Well, wouldn't you know it, in the last decade or so, there's been an interest in African music, specifically Afrobeat, which was created by the great Fela Kuti in Nigeria in the early 70s. But this is their own take on Afrobeat. It's Brazilian Afrobeat with a singer named Otto. This is a band called the Abayomi Afrobeat Orchestra, and the song is called World Without Memory.
Beto Arcos, you have something more for us.
Well, this is an album that was reissued a couple of decades ago. It's an album of João Gilberto. It's actually a CD that has two albums that were released in the mid to late 70s. I want to share a piece that's in the album called Amoroso, where you have João Gilberto at the top of his game with a classic tune by none other than Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the arrangements with strings by the great German arranger Klaus Ogerman. This is called Triste, or Sad.
Sua beleza é avião. Demais pra pobre coração. e parar pra te ver passar, só pra me maltratar. Triste é viver na solidão.
We're walking on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
With a musical tour through Brazil with Beto Arcos, host of the podcast The Cosmic Barrio, we'll have all of the songs he suggested, plus a few more we'll throw in at herenow.org. Beto, thank you so much. Obrigado.
Prazer, muito prazer.
Beleza, beleza.
Oh, my heart. We just had two more of Milton Nascimento, and we'll have this whole album at herenow.org.